Without electricity, we aren't a civilization. And this is a major vulnerability. Former CIA Director James Woolsey. Chapter 1. Busted. Present-day CIA headquarters, Langley, Virginia. The man sat ramrod straight in the armless chair. He wore his black hair in a military-style buzz cut, and there was an insolent look in his hard blue eyes. His face and forearms were deeply tanned, and there were a few flecks of gray in his hair. He wore casual civilian clothes, a white dress shirt open at the neck, and gray slacks. None of his combat scars showed. With his muscular forearms, he might have passed as an aging professional athlete, but only if you ignored his eyes and the way he held his hands. Facing him across the table was Robert Cross, the CIA's Assistant Deputy Director of Operations. He arranged the papers before him in neatly squared piles, carefully setting his gold pen alongside them on a massive mahogany table. Cross liked order.
"You understand, Mr. Wayne, that this is an administrative hearing. You are not on trial."
The man shrugged his shoulders, but said nothing.
No wonder they call him Cowboy, Cross thought. A hard case. Just what we need to cause more embarrassment for the agency and bring Congress down on my ass.
He studied the man carefully. Those eyes had seen too many betrayals.
Just another over-the-hill field agent with blood on his hands and a bad attitude. This is not a legal hearing, per se, but is there anyone you wish to have present?
The director, Wayne said softly. Cross shook his head.
That's who I want. Not a chance. The director's office need not be represented here, and it will not be.
Wayne shrugged.
Walter Ott, my control.
That's not possible. Mr. Ott was directing you administratively, but he wasn't there, was he?
Are you going to punish him for what I did?
He is not being punished. Mr. Ott has been reassigned.
The swarthy man at the end of the table cleared his throat. Both Cross and Wayne looked at him.
Formal charges or not, Mr. Wayne is entitled to legal representation.
Not bloody likely,
Wayne muttered under his breath. Cross looked at him sharply.
What did you say?
Wayne shook his head.
We should go on the record, the man said. Not yet, Cross said.
He looked at Wayne.
Do you find these proceedings amusing?
Not in the least.
Wayne's voice was surprisingly deep, an actor's voice. He said something in a foreign language.
I don't speak Farsi, Cross said.
That was Arabic. Hamas rules. Do you know what that means?
I presume it's something about how Hamas asserts power in Palestine.
You need to get out more.
That's enough. We're going on the record now,
Cross gestured at the man.
Mr. Gomez is from the general counsel's office and will take notes. I will be asking some questions about your operation in Iran. He's entitled to legal representation, Gomez repeated. That would be me? I was getting to that.
Cross looked at Wayne.
Do you waive your right to representation?
I have a question first, Wayne said. Who's the professor?
He gestured at the bald man with the tweed jacket, rimless glasses, and goatee at the end of the table. In contrast, Gomez and Cross were wearing the dark suits that were de rigueur for executives from the seventh floor of Langley.
Strike that.
Cross sounded irritated.
Dr. Goldfarb is here ex officio. He has no official role at this hearing. He will not appear in the record.
Wayne raised an eyebrow.
I invited myself, Mr. Wayne.
Goldfarb chuckled, pulled a pipe out of the pocket of his tweed vest, looked at it, and then made a show of loading and tamping down the tobacco. Cross frowned, but the doctor finally set it on the table in front of himself without lighting it.
I knew about Hamas rules when you were still wearing diapers. There are no rules.
Wayne nodded.
Some things don't change. It's the same as the methods the ancient Romans and Persians used. Total annihilation of enemies. Ruthlessness is quite effective in some situations, actually, but it's troubling to Western sensibilities and Christian compassion. Why I choose to attend is not your concern. Do you have any more questions?
No, sir,